You know, people can minimize this problem, can't they?
Absolutely, because people do not need to get sick at the first place. Cancer is not genetic. You can have a genetic predisposition, but it does not mean you get any kind of disease genetically. And people can just do to using common sense again, George. That's what you always talk about, common sense and instinct. We have, for me, as a Christian, I believe in our instinct is God talking to us. So I believe our instinct cannot be wrong. If we have a feeling we should eat something or we shouldn't eat something, then we really, really should listen to it. And we should just really start using common sense again, George, because it is so important that we get the control back, that we take responsibility for our own life and health. There is no bad faith that you have to get any kind of disease. We can basically avoid every kind of health breakdown because it's in our hands. It's in our way of thinking. It's in our way of acting. It is our habitual way of life. And basically, people just need to get educated again and help to self-help. And as you said at the beginning, health cancer care, the cost of cancer care. Imagine, George, that they care about the cancer. They treat the cancer. They do not treat the person. And in my experience after dealing with over 35,000 cancer patients and having a cancer cure rate of 92.3% found in two independent studies done, I can tell you that every cancer is avoidable and every cancer is curable within 2 to 16 weeks. And people need to get this message of hope.
You know, as you were telling us back in August, that cells rejuvenate themselves. So what you want to do is eradicate those cancer cells so the good ones grow back. And not a lot of doctors or practitioners will teach people that. Instead, they want to bombard you with radiation and chemotherapy, and they don't want to go after what you're supposed to, and that is let your cells grow and grow healthy.
You're absolutely right, George. The medical profession is not trained. It's not the fault of the doctor. The medical profession is simply not educated or trained in health or curing or healing. They are only studying pathology, which means decay, illness, and death. And they only learn how to interfere with symptoms. They never treat the person. They never treat the root cause of the problem. Mainly, every illness, mainly cancer, is based on lack of energy, which is caused on mental and emotional stress and toxemia and acidosis, and so that the body is acidic instead of slightly alkaline, which is easy to achieve with some good cleanses and supplementation. But also, people do not put the emphasis on their stress level in life, George, because stress makes you acidic. And Otto Warburg and Max Planck both got a Nobel Prize in Medicine by proving that if the body is slightly alkaline on a pH scale of 7.36, you cannot develop cancer and cancer cannot grow. We just need to give people the tools, the education, and the message of hope they need and deserve. And no cell in your system is older than 2 years. 1 to 7 billion liver cells renew each second. You have every 6 weeks a brand new liver. People just need to look at the facts. But as we talked about it last time, the system can only regrow healthy cells if you are detoxified. And the most important cleanse we have is at mybepure.com, which I specifically invented for cancer patients, to get cleansed on a cellular level, all cells at the same time, which is really, really, really important. And the feedback we have gotten from your listeners is just stunning. Also, George, please let me say that we have another free report again, and I want to tell people this before we end the show that they don't all call at the same time.
No, you can't handle that.
we can't handle you, George, your listeners, and the success. And they're really wonderful people. So at drleonardcoldwell.com, Dr. Leonard Coldwell, Coldwell was a C, C-O-L-D-W-E-L-L, like Coldwell Banker, drleonardcoldwell.com. The banner's already up with your banner on it. And if people click on the banner with the Coast to Coast logo on it, they get another free report, a secret health report with information they could not get otherwise, because we cannot send it out through the airways by law.
Understand. I'm going to tell you a story that you will absolutely love. About 4 months ago, I had to be in Las Vegas for a meeting. And afterwards, I'm playing blackjack, right? I love it. Mm-hmm. It's fun. You sit there and do your thing, and there's a science behind it, I think. And there's a woman next to me, and she's playing too. And she must have been in her late 50s, maybe early 60s. And we just started talking. And she's from Santa Barbara and also Ireland. She lives in those two areas. Mm-hmm. And she was telling the table, including the blackjack dealer, that she had almost stage 5 breast cancer, and doctors had given her just a couple months to live. And, you know, she looked pale, she looked weak, but she had, Leonard, probably the best attitude I have ever seen in somebody with that disease or any disease. I mean, she was upbeat and happy, and she said, I'm going to defeat this. It dawned on me, you know, what the heck? I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to give her some Dr. Leonard Coldwell advice. And so I said, I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to send you some organic green foods. I'm going to send you some pH test strips. And she didn't even know what they were. And I said, I'm going to send you some other things, but I want you to test yourself. I am convinced, just hearing you, that your acidic level is unbelievable, and that your alkaline level is very low. And she said, okay. So she gave me her address, and, you know, and I told her who I was and all that stuff. And she said, yeah, I've heard of your show, but she said, I don't listen. But I said, well, you better now. That's the deal I want. So I went back home, and I got everything together for her, and I shipped it. And I got an email from her 4 days later. And it basically said, oh, my God, my alkaline level is 4.5. And, you know, I told her, just based on the things that you've taught us, that cancer lives in an acidic body, and that's what her body is. It's loaded with that. And if she starts to change that, she might be able to at least start changing everything else.
Absolutely, George. And I'm sure you might have saved her life, or even, or at least gave her more time, more years to her life, because when we look at the science, it is just the problem. Just is that there is no money in it for the pharmaceutical or medical industry to educate people how easy it can be to cure or prevent cancer. And if we all know, see, you just did the basics, and you look at the basics, and you help this woman with the basics, with chlorophyll-rich food, with greens, which have a lot of oxygen, put a lot of oxygen into the system and help the body to alkalize. And the second the body is alkaline, the cancer growth stops. And people just get this simple message today, George, that they understand that the cancer growth stops the second the body is slightly alkaline. And that is easy to achieve with greens or juicing greens, drinking a gallon of water a day with half a teaspoon of sea salt in it. It is so simple and easy, and people are so grateful.